Well, thank you everyone for taking time to join us. I'm Beth Roden and I lead our external communications for Bayer Crop Science. This call will be recorded today and we will provide the audio recordings to the broadcast media following the call. This morning you should have received the announcement that Bayer Crop Science plans to further invest in the U.S. soybean market through the acquisition of Hornbeck Seed Company in DeWitt, Arkansas. So this is really an exciting time for us, and we know this news will mean great things for your listeners, your viewers, and your readers. So today we're lucky to have with us Lee Rivenbark and Andy Hirsch from Bayer Crop Science, and Troy Hornbeck from the Hornbeck Seed Company. So Lee and Andy will kind of walk you through a bit of a background about what led us up to today's event, and then Troy will provide a bit of background on Hornbeck Seeds for those of you who aren't familiar with the company. And then from there, we will go into a Q&A session. So we will ask that when Lee and Andy and Troy speak, the callers will all be put on mute, and then we will open it up for questions. So it will be most likely easiest if you can actually, if you're on the WebEx and you have the ability to enter in your question, we'll take calls that way. Otherwise, we'll just open it up and take as many questions as you have during the next hour that we're together. Okay. So with that, Molly, I'm going to let you introduce Lee.
Great. Thanks, Beth. So we'll begin with Lee Rivenbark, who is currently in the position, he's the global head of our cotton seed and trait business. For Bayer Crop Science, and he's the head of our U.S. bioscience operations. Lee's located in Lubbock, Texas. So, Lee, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, that's great, Molly, and I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. We are very, very excited to talk about a significant investment for Bayer Crop Science strategically, and it is our intent to acquire Hornbeck Seed Company. If you look today, we are very active in our what we call our core crops, which is cotton, canola, and vegetables, and we do have a global rye business. But most recently, Bayer has continued, to look for ways to grow our seed and trait footprint. And certainly up till now, we've had a very successful and we plan to continue to expand our seed licensing business, and Andy can discuss that in just a little bit, around offering traits to over 100 seed companies, and we continue to make that part of our key strategy. But this acquisition offers us an opportunity, to really expand that through an integrated trait and germplasm business in soybeans, very similar to what we're doing in cotton. And it was really launched and I think spearheaded after the acquisition of Athenix in 2009. And we realized through that acquisition and one of the real attractive components of Athenix was a large library of traits and really the heavy research and development they have in the grain crops, primarily corn and soybeans. So, Hornbeck has certainly, grown in one of the Mid-South largest and most reputable seed suppliers. They not only have high-quality germplasm and excellent customer service, the people have extensive operational experience in soybeans, and something we're really looking forward to having an opportunity to work with and to learn more about and to grow the Hornbeck brand across the southern region. So with that, that's a high-level view, and I'll be around for questions, and I'd like to turn it over to Andy Hirsch.
Thanks, Lee. We'll now turn to Andy Hirsch. Andy's the product manager for the Liberty Link trait and glufosinate, including Ignite and Rely herbicides. Andy is based here in the Triangle Park, North Carolina. Andy?
Thank you. We are excited. Hornbeck has been a leading seed company customer in regard to the launch of the LibertyLink trait in soybeans. I think Hornbeck, from the beginning, had a view similar to ours that there had to be an alternative to glyphosate tolerance for the purpose of row crop production, but particularly in soybeans. And to that end, from the beginning, they've been key in our efforts to bring this trait to the market, as well as within their breeding program, a keen focus on breeding varieties that fit in the southern market, which included the LibertyLink trait, with all the characteristics needed there, in maturities ranging from 3.7 through 3 to 7 maturity range. So we are excited from the standpoint of their germplasm base and breeding program combined with Bayer trait assets, the acquisition of Phoenix and that group of assets combined such that with this acquisition, Bayer is truly in a place to provide comprehensive package of next generation traits in leading germplasm in the soybean marketplace. In addition to the southern soybean growing area, this germplasm will have an excellent fit in South America and will provide a means of looking at additional opportunities in that part of the world. With this acquisition of Hornbeck, Bayer will have an opportunity to further develop multi-herbicide tolerance, in addition to LibertyLink proprietary glyphosate tolerance to the HPPD family of herbicides, cis nematode resistance, the potential for insect resistance in soybeans, and combine that with all the defensive traits that are inherited in the Hornbeck breeding program. So we truly believe it will be a powerful combination, but we also are looking at the opportunity and looking forward to investing in the Mid-South community in that growing area. We've had a great relationship with the Hornbecks, and their experience and expertise in this business will be a big compliment to Bayer from a crop protection and a traits perspective. So no doubt from our current business model as a provider of LibertyLink trait to multiple seed companies throughout the market, this acquisition of Hornbeck will really give us an opportunity to not only be a provider of traits, but be a provider of quality soybean varieties with today's traits as well as next generation traits to multiple seed companies in the market.
Thanks, Andy. Molly, would you like to introduce Troy?
Sure. So I'm here with Troy Hornbeck here in DeWitt. Troy's a third generation family farmer here and is the chief operating officer of Hornbeck Seed Company. So Troy, I turn it over to you.
Okay, good afternoon. Yes, my position with Hornbeck Seed is a co-owner and a head of operations, which includes our seed processing, our seed sales, and the R&D on the soybean research. And this year marks our 30th year of business, which is ironic in some point. This acquisition with Bayer Crop Science means a lot for us. Mainly, we're going to be able to continue our HBK branded soybean business, as well as our LibertyLink Halo brand. This expansion also of our soy tech research is going to allow us to expand into new traits, and also our genetic outlicensing will be expanded. Why we chose Bayer Crop Science was basically because Bayer Crop Science recognized the importance of BK's technology and experience of our and the value of our people, and also the soybean seed business that we currently have. They will allow us to continue and conduct the business in the same principles that we built all these years of business on, providing quality products and service to the customers that we value.
Okay, thanks. Troy?
Thanks.
Beth, back to you.
Thank you. So we're going to go ahead, and I've got a few questions that have come in via the WebEx system. So I'm going to go ahead and actually announce who the question is from, and then allow that if that person would actually unmute, and you can feel free to reframe the question or add on to it. And then for those, the rest of you, we'll just start to take questions. If you can, if you're on WebEx, then you can put it into the chat room. It'll just allow us to queue them up in an easier fashion. Otherwise, we'll just send it up and take them as they come. So the first question is from Tom Cassidy, New York Farm Radio. He's interested in knowing if the company is expanding nationwide. So Lee or Andy?
I can address that from a traits perspective. This is Andy Hirsch. This will access to the Hornbeck germplasm for the purpose of being a platform for integration of next generation trait packages is going to be key, and obviously we'll work with the key germplasm originators in soybeans where it makes sense from a business perspective. But Bayer is fully intends to be a nationwide provider of value-added traits and germplasm going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I would add to that is yeah, we're absolutely, we want a U.S. footprint for Bayer traits. So it will expand, all throughout the North and the Midwest. And as Andy outlined, from a branded seed business, the majority of the focus will be in the southern region where we have a strong cotton germplasm footprint, and will be very complementary with the soybean business that Hornbeck's work hard to, the market share they work hard to achieve, particularly in the Mid-South, but we can expand it throughout the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions as well.
Tom, are you there?
Yes. That answers my question. Thanks.
Okay, good. The next question I have in the lineup here is from Terry Loomis, and Terry is from KQLX. Are we going to have the availability of the traits from this new company to be used in varieties in the upper Midwest?
Yeah, I would say that would be similar. And maybe to give a little background, Bayer created a collaboration with one of the leading germplasm originators in the Midwest, MS Technologies, here a couple, 3 years ago, and we've been working closely to integrate traits in soybean varieties that fit in the Midwest. Obviously, that was a key part of our launch of LibertyLink soybeans in varieties from a zero maturity up to a 5.9 at this time. And this acquisition of Hornbeck really is just kind of a logical next step in the close relationship we've had with Hornbeck all this time in developing varieties that fit in the southern growing area from 4 through the 7 maturity range. So we're committed as Bayer to working with the best germplasm originators in the market with our next generation traits to ensure that we provide the best means possible for sustainable production of oilseed crops and particularly soybeans going forward.
Terry, are you there? Does that answer your question?
Actually, the question prior to kind of answered my question with the fact that it was going to go nationally. So it's kind of a situation of maybe now, how far down the road are we looking here?
I can be glad to address that. I mean, obviously today we've had the LibertyLink trade in soybean. We've got a plan to launch LibertyLink combined with glyphosate tolerance and IFT, HPPD herbicide tolerance, midterm in the 2015 kind of time frame. But longer term, our next generation trait packages would include potentially insect resistance, nematode resistance, as well as multiple herbicide crop tolerance and value-added traits for oilseed grains. So the intent would be to look at the the best traits, both transgenic and non-transgenic, in our breeding efforts to improve yields as well as improve the value of our soybeans going forward.
Answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I don't have any other questions coming in via WebEx, so we will open them up one by one here. So I may, the names, I'm going to go through the names I actually have first, and then we'll go to the names that are calling user one and two, et cetera. So Tom Stever, do you have a question for any of our panelists? No. Ian? Barry?
Sure. Can you guys talk a little bit more about how the emergence of glyphosate resistance, to what extent that kind of drove this or was a motivator behind this deal? And can you also talk a little bit about how that's changing farm behavior and how you may be seeing that change in behavior this past year?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, and I'll let Andy talk about glyphosate resistance and some of the things that growers are experiencing out there, because that's certainly a multi-crop issue. But I think originally when we began to look at, you know, this acquisition, it was really jump-started by the acquisition of Athenix more than it was any one phenomenon in the marketplace. It was more of a strategic move on our part when we had the opportunity, you know, after we had paid several million dollars for Athenix and begin to really, you know, understand what we had, the depth of what we had in terms of an R&D and a you know, trait pipeline. And so it was just a logical next step for us, if you would, you know, to take this opportunity. And again, a long-standing relationship with the Hornbacks, and the key to really delivering high impact traits, whether you're licensing them out or whether you're doing it in a branded business, is having access to germplasm. And that's one thing we've learned in other crops that we're selling today on a global basis, and that is it's not just traits, it's not just germplasm, it's a strong combination of both. And so I think that's really the strategic rationale for this acquisition. Andy?
That's good. And no doubt, Ian, the resistance to glyphosate. I mean, glyphosate has been one in a hundred year technology, and the ability to use that herbicide over the top of crops has revolutionized row crop production, soybean production particularly, with not that many herbicide options available. So, incredible technology, been used extensively, and as a result of continuous use, there have been weeds that have become more and more resistant, and that's definitely increasing widely. Fortunately, the Hornbecks early on, even prior to any significant glyphosate resistance, even in the southern market, absolutely realized that there needed to be and should be an alternative to glyphosate tolerance in the marketplace, and they've really led in the southern market and breeding Liberty Link soybean varieties with the Liberty Link trait as a solution to continuing efficient and profitable crop production of soybeans, preserving land values and all the other things associated with efficient row crop production. But I'd say the key to grower adoption of alternative technology like this and future alternative technology is ensuring that they don't lose a thing in terms of agronomic performance. So I'd like to hear Troy's perspective and a little bit of description of what they're looking to do from a breeding perspective with soybean varieties and particularly alternatives to glyphosate tolerance.
Okay, Andy, thanks. Of course, right now we're working with Liberty Link Avan, and of course, naturally, you know, we see this in farmers' fields every year, and it's getting to be more and more of a problem. And as we did farmer tours and had farmers come through the research facility, we get more and more questions about, you know, what are we going to do to control these glyphosate-resistant weeds. And everything you touched on is exactly correct. And I think with these with this trait package that we have coming through the pipeline, that we'll definitely be able to address those concerns and be able to add a lot of value to what we the soybean traits that we bring out of the program.
Ian, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. I now have a question from Greg from DTN. If I understood Andy, 2015 is the plan for HPPVs. What's the time frame for a glyphosate-glufosinate combo package?
Okay, I appreciate that. And the time frame would be the same. Basically, the trait package that we're working with would include liberty length, glyphosate tolerance, and tolerance to IFT, which is isoxaflutolins in the HPPD family of chemistry. The brand name in the marketplace today would be Balance, Balance Flex in the corn market. So that tolerance to that herbicide would be combined with to glyphosate tolerance and Liberty Link in a package that would provide a grower both residual herbicide component with the two non-selective components in a trait package together.
Hello, this is Ken Root. I joined late. May I ask a question?
You sure can.
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, and I didn't get to hear the opening comments, but I wonder if you'd make any remarks about whether the Hornbeck company had signed any agreements with Monsanto, either that tie them up for a long period of time with the technology or that makes you have to pay a great deal of the profitability in licensing fees in the future.
Hey, Troy, do you want to take that question?
I don't think we can address that question at this time.
Okay, thank
you. Thank you.
So I've got one more name on the list. It's Gary Truitt. Gary, do you have a question? Okay.
This is Chuck Zimmerman. I've got a quick question if you got time. Can you make a comment about how you will be handling marketing from this point forward with the brands? Just anything you might say about what we're going to see in terms of how these two brands are going to work together from a marketing standpoint. I have noticed social networking-wise that we've seen this on Twitter already, but don't see a Hornbeck account there.
I can address that. This is Andy Hurst. Currently, Hornbeck soybean seeds are marketed via their Hornbeck brand. Or let me back up. Currently, Bayer has no branded soybean business. I mean, basically, to this point, Bayer has been a provider of the Liberty Link trade in the marketplace. So with this acquisition of Hornbeck, Hornbeck has their branded soybean seed business is marketed via Hornbeck, and historically that has been Roundup Ready varieties. 2009, with the launch of Liberty Link, Hornbeck markets those through Halo, Liberty Link brand, and the intent would be to continue to work to optimize those two soybean brands in the marketplace.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
This is Lynn Henderson from AgriMarketing, and I have a question.
Hey, please go ahead.
I was curious about, with Hornbeck, what percent of your soybeans currently do carry the Liberty Link brand, and how has that changed over the last couple of years as far as volume?
Oh, this is Troy. Actually, we market our Liberty Link soybeans now through the Halo brand, which is a company that we started with two other groups or two other seed companies. And total sales, it's probably around half of our seed sales currently, I would say. And, of course, naturally with the market going toward glyphosate-resistant weeds, we really feel like that it's going to continue to gain market share in the coming years.
Then my second question is, will Bayer continue to license the Liberty Link trait out to other competing soybean brands?
I'm going to answer that, or at least the portion. We actually have a soybean out-licensing company in Worldwide Soy Technologies currently, and we're currently out-licensing Liberty Link soybean germplasm traits to customers in the United States. And that commitment is we'll continue, and we will continue to out-license to customers that we currently have and hopefully customers that will be looking for those germplasm traits in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Beth, this is Pam Smith.
Hi, Pam. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I can't pass up an opportunity to ask Andy and Lee a question. So if this is the logical next step, are there additional logical next steps in terms of purchases?
Well, I think I can handle that, and then Andy can certainly make a comment if he'd like, or Troy or anybody else, but I think overall Bayer has stated, you know, by their activities in cotton the last 13 years and now by our entry in soybean that we're certainly active in trying to grow our seed and trait footprint. So, you know, I can say today there's nothing around the corner. However, you know, those options are always available, and we're a global company. Soybean is a strategic crop. We're going to continue to invest a large percentage of our sales in research and development, both trait development and very intense breeding. And to do that, you need to expand your germplasm base, high-quality germplasm. And so whatever's out there globally, we're certainly looking and looking for those opportunities. So I would say that you can expect more from Bayer Crop Science from the years to come in the area of soybeans, both the organic internal growth, and like Andy said, we don't want to forget to emphasize our core strategy and how this started, and that's out licensing. As Troy indicated, out licensing germplasm, Andy indicated also out licensing traits.
I can just add that no doubt we're fully committed to continuing licensing the Liberty Link trait today broadly. This acquisition gives us a great opportunity to not only license just traits, but also excellent germplasm and varieties combined with the Liberty Link trait today and then next generation traits midterm and longer term. So near term, we'll continue to license the Liberty Link trait broadly throughout the entire U.S. market. Beginning around 2013, there's a chance to license both the Liberty Link trait with varieties bred specifically for the southern market in the Hornbeck germplasm, and then certainly we're going to look at ways to better accommodate the supplies of good seeds and traits throughout the market going forward.
Pam, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Stuart Dunn with AgriPulp. I have a couple questions. First, I just want a clarification. Once this transaction is finalized, will Hornbeck brand continue to be marketed as such with Hornbeck packaging and all?
Yes.
All right. Secondly, Troy, can you give me some idea in terms of the market territory, sales territory that you all operate in, where you rank in terms of either seed sales or acres covered?
Okay, on soybeans, mostly Mid-South, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Blue Hill of Missouri, and West Tennessee is our predominant market area now. Currently, we probably have between 7 and 8% of the Mid-South market.
7 or 8, is that what you said?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, thank you.
This is Rich Keller. I was wondering if there's any looking at linking your cotton sales brands and such with the soybean sales, if you've got any strategies there.
Okay, so I will take that off the top, and that is we will, from a branding standpoint, they'll be branded separately, certainly for the remaining 11 and 12 season, and we really have not put together our overall branding strategy past 12 to 13 season, so to speak. But the Bear Crop Science sales organization will continue, to sell our cotton brands, both Fibromax and Stonewool. They will additionally, after the 11th season, will come highly engaged in the promotion of the Hornbeck branded soybean seed. So we'll have, a sales rep, for example, that will be in a community, and he will begin talking about, soybean and cotton seed treatments for both crops, crop protection for both crops. And so it really offers us an opportunity in the South to really offer growers truly integrated solutions from seed to harvest in both crops.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other questions on the phone?
Yeah, this is Gary DiGiuseppe.
Hey, Gary.
Just quickly to Andy, because I didn't hear it. He might have said it earlier. Andy, can you give us an update on Liberty Link soybean market penetration? How many acres have you got, and how many you think you'll get this year?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Gary. In the southern market, we're expecting planted acre share of Liberty Link to be near 10% of planted acres, which this would be the second year since commercial launch. We had an introductory year in 2009, and then 2010 last year was our really full commercial launch year, and 11 would be year two. So we're expecting near 10% in the southern market, and probably around the 2% kind of planted acre share in the Midwest market. And the distribution of those varieties would be really from about a 0.5 maturity through a 5.9, which would cover 90% of the growing area. But certainly in regard to Hornbeck's breeding program, it's been very limited in the number of varieties in the southern market. The germplasm and varieties that we have are predominantly 2 and 3 maturities. With the entry of the new Hornbeck varieties, we can cover both the breadth and scope, as well as all the specific characteristics that are needed in the South, where the disease and insect pressures and nematode pressure are more predominant in the Midwest. So we're growing, and I guess from my standpoint, strategically, we've got a footprint that would pretty much encompass the entire growing area, which fits us at a point to increase planted acre share going forward.
Well, if there are no further questions, I just want to thank everybody for participating and attending today. On the WebEx There are some media relation contacts, so if you have further questions or like to follow up with any one of our panelists, just feel free to contact any one of us on this media relations contact sheet, which Heather and Sarah will also email out to you after today's call is over. We'll also provide the bios of our panelists today so that you have it for reference as well. So if there are no further questions, I'd like to thank everybody and thank Andy and Lee and Troy for your today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.